I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to follow us along on the TV side. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We've got Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals joining us in about 20 minutes. Now, we did our mock draft at 8 o'clock, and we ran a generator for the first 10 picks, and then we picked up at 11. There were nine of us. And we culminated with EB selecting on behalf of his beloved Washington football team. And he reluctantly selected Christian Darrisaw, the offensive tackle from Virginia Tech.
The value pick.
I think, from what I understand, are they trying to find grades on each of our picks?
Well, there's like a lottery generator, right? There's a site out there that will grade your mock, your pick. Oh, and so I think Drabby's going through. You got to kind of...
Yeah, I think the guy was tweeting us.
Yeah.
The guy was tweeting us at Junks Radio. And by the way, follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. We have all of our picks starting at 11. Took two tweets to write them all, but you can kind of grill and see. You know, I mean, everybody's grilling AWOD because he took a running back at number 12, Najee Harris. I'm bitter that I didn't say it out loud because I thought that's what he was going to do.
Widely viewed as the worst pick of 11 to 19. I don't even think it's close.
Yeah, I'm actually bitter at Eric.
Why?
Because this entire week and all last week, Eric said how
boring
offensive lineman.
Yeah, but I was
doesn't want to take it.
I was responsible,
and then it just he just you know he's like a someone that just follows the orders.
No, it's not that. It's just that I didn't want to screw up the value reach. No, I didn't want to reach.
He doesn't think for himself. He just follows. He just does what he's told.
No, that's not true at all. I think it's a need. I think
does what he's told.
I think it's a need. I didn't want to reach on somebody else. That's all. Look, I'm not thrilled about it, but I think you got to, you know, if you lock up your left tackle, it's hard to argue.
Is it a position of need? Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah,
it's a position need.
It was a need pick. It's not a sexy pick. I wanted the linebacker, but I didn't want to get the wrong linebacker later. So we'll just have to address it later.
All right, I got the draft
the
grades here.
All right, we don't care what it thinks of the first 10 picks, right?
No.
So we only care about once we start picking.
It seems like they're pretty positive on or a little liberal on
The grading's too positive?
Yeah. It's,
but go ahead.
It's a nice curve
anyway.
There. I'm on Pro Football Focus, not some, you know, random site.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. JP took Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
A+.
Wow. Look at that.
Thank you.
Looking much better than that.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel Jones needs weapons.
All right. Najee Harris at 12 by AWOD. B-.
B-.
They didn't hate it.
Wow.
I don't hate it either. I said I don't hate it. You know why, Cakes? Because when Sanders got hurt, they were going to Boston Scott. And Sanders is going to get hurt again because he's small. He'll get hurt again, and Najee could fill in. But they probably won't take him.
Understood, but I you can find running backs anywhere. You don't need to pick them in the first round.
Yeah, but maybe he's better than all the rest, by far.
Which is interesting is they had him as their 62nd ranked prospect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. But right. And I'll tell you this. AWOD's not the worst grade on here.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Who does that belong to?
It's probably mine.
I'll be bitter if it's me.
Patrick Surtain.
Chargers.
Chargers.
That's
a plus.
Pick. That's a good pick.
A plus.
Yeah. Everybody likes him.
Chris Russell.
There's another A plus out there.
Chris Russell. Micah Parsons. A minus.
Very good.
Valdez. We thought reached with Morig at safety at TCU. A plus.
Wow. Look at Valdez.
Three A pluses.
Valdez Belichick.
Tape.
All right.
I needed this kind of teacher in school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. Lurch, Kadarius Toney, wide receiver, Florida.
Yeah.
D.
Oh!
D!
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that Waddle and Surtain were the guys that we were targeting, but they both were gone. Right. So
it's a classic reach pick.
So, like, why did they give it a D? Did they give any rationale?
Nah, I wish they did. I wish they did.
So is it simply because the value wasn't good?
Probably like value in what you already have on your team.
You know what? These are just nerds with calculators.
They don't have any good receivers besides Hopkins.
Right. They don't know anything. They're not crunching the numbers or anything.
Right.
Hey,
at
Cakes.
All.
Yeah, Cakes.
They said B-plus for Najee Harris, so.
Yeah, they're just crunching the numbers, Cakes. 17, Raiders, Quiddy Pay, D-plus.
Yes. D-plus?
Oh, the Raiders botch it again early.
I'm team analytics.
Yeah. It's funny.
With Owusu Koramoah.
Yeah.
A. On a scramble.
All right.
I like it. And the one we all care about, EB.
Yeah. I'm going to guess
Christian
A.
Christian Darrisaw.
Yeah. Christian Darrisaw, tackle Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Solid A.
A. All right. We'll
take
that.
Very good.
We'll take
those
that.
Those are a lot of good grades. If you want to chime in, you can always call us on the Gambit DC listener line.
A D.
Bet. Play win with Gambit DC. It's brought to you by the DC Lottery.
You can stick that D where the sun don't shine.
Bitter. Now I'm a big Quiddy Pay guy.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday. But right now, let's shift to the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, again, the lines are open because the EP, I'm going to admit, is weak today. I'd rather get your thoughts on our draft. You like Washington selected? You want to goof on the guys for their selections? 800-636-1067. But one of the stories that did kind of jump out at us a little bit, we were goofing about it during the break, was Adam Sandler has gone viral. And I like Adam Sandler, and I feel like if I bump into Adam Sandler, he's going to be cool. Like, he's not going to be like Timberlake. He's not going to be a douche. He's not going to give you the finger. You know, he's going to be cool. He's going to be gracious. And I think this falls in line with that. He apparently was in New York City and it looked like he was with his kids and he was looking for a place to get some pancakes and he walked into the IHOP and, you know, everyone's wearing masks now, right? So you can't recognize people. And, I mean, you can when you know, in hindsight. But he went up to ask how long the wait is and the woman, I guess, has a viral TikTok video. Do we have audio of it or no? What do you look?
We want you to switch your cameras.
Oh, blocked it. Sorry. And so he asked for how long the wait was. She said 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he said to the kids, all right, let's go. Let's get out of here. And then I guess she went viral with a video that she posted begging him to come back. But I give him credit because he didn't pull the do you know who I am bit.
Right.
You know, he just... Now, I don't give him too much credit. I can't. God, this is not going to work for me. If you're in New York City, do you pick IHOP to go eat? There are plenty of other diners, right, where you could go.
Maybe he's a big IHOP fan. Maybe his kids love IHOP.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do. But they're also probably pretty cultured. And they probably would love just going to a regular diner.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
Might be convenience of location. I mean,
could
there's a million factors.
The last time I went to IHOP.
And by the way, pancakes, if you're getting pancakes, pancakes are pancakes at a diner or IHOP. There's not that much difference.
I've
never tasted
agree.
Pancakes and been like, wow. I mean, I do like the original Pancake House on Rockville Pike.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. But I don't know that if you had a taste test and you lined up diner pancakes and IHOP pancakes – and original Pancake House, whatever, that I'd be able to detect a difference.
Well, it's the kids, but he's there with his kids. Kids don't get regular pancakes. They all
get
like
the smiley face one. They get the cupcake pancake.
Yeah, the cupcake pancake.
Yeah, but they look a little older. They're not getting the smiley face.
They maybe they like the sausage.
Maybe they do, because it's delicious.
Yeah, I do like sausage.
Last IHOP trip, the waitress just put me on monkey stilts when she tried to memorize everybody's order, and I knew she was going to botch it. And, of course, she had to come back 5 minutes later and write down the order. Don't just memorize the
order.
Some
are perfect at it, though.
Some are good. Some can handle it. Yeah. Some can't. Some just can't.
You just knew this one wasn't up to the task?
As soon as she started like doing the head bob around the table, I was like, she's not gonna remember it. She's just not going to remember it. Of course she didn't remember it. Of course she had to come write it down.
What's the longest wait time that you're willing to tolerate?
15 minutes.
Oh, really?
Personally.
Well,
I would never wait 30 minutes.
It depends.
You mean sometimes
at any restaurant?
Yeah, you just
go to the bar. If they have a bar.
You've got a bar. You got to just post up at the bar.
Cocktails, you can wait an hour. Yeah.
If there's no bar, if it's a breakfast diner, I'm not waiting 30 minutes.
Right.
No chance.
But Cakes is usually Cakes and Amy. He doesn't really do things with other people. And
correct.
Yeah, Amy's probably not a boozer.
It's correct.
It's 4:30.
It's 4:30. So yeah, Cakes would just be drinking a beer by himself.
Yeah, probably. She might have a drink or two per year.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Right. Right.
Well, how's IHOP going to capitalize on this?
They're going to give him some sort of black card and like free seating, like wherever he goes. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to give him some sort of fancy card where anytime he comes in, he gets hooked.
Right.
You know, that would be my guess. That would be the move.
Although I had a life downgrade in the O-Town because they replaced the Japanese steakhouse where you can go get, you can booze it up, you can get sushi, you can get hibachi for an IHOP.
That's a downgrade.
Yeah, that's a life downgrade.
How many of those, like, because there's quite a few little plazas around there.
Yeah.
Are those, most of them open still, or did a bunch of them shutter? Like restaurants and all that?
I mean, there's a lot of for lease signs in some of the storefronts.
It's been so brutal.
Yeah.
But IHOP's been around for a million years.
Sure.
There's a reason there was a 30-minute wait. It's cheap and it's good. They're fine.
I haven't been to an IHOP in a decade. In fact, the last time I went to an IHOP, this is a true story, Mitch Richmond was here in D.C. Because Mitch Richmond sat across the he was on the next table over.
See? There you go.
What year was that?
Mitch Richmond eats at IHOP?
He was there with his wife or something.
Was that mid-90s?
You don't know.
Adam Sandler eats at IHOP, so can Mitch Richmond.
You don't know what pitcher I had a grand slam with at a Denny's, like in Orlando back in the day?
No.
Mike Hampton.
How would you know? How would you recognize Mike Hampton?
Baseball Cakes knows pitchers when they sit down two tables away from him.
So hold on. Baseball Cakes recognized him right away, or someone had to tell you?
This is prime Mike Hampton. This is like when he signed his crazy deal.
Yeah, but I don't think I would recognize him.
I recognize him.
Oh,
I told Amy.
Is he like a blonde-haired guy?
I said, that's Mike
No,
Hampton.
Dark hair.
He wasn't wearing his Astros uniform.
Yeah, I don't know what team he was with at this point. How would I know?
Right.
Might have been the Rockies. He played for the Rockies, right?
Yeah, that's where it really went bad.
I think it might have been his Rockies. I don't know.
He signed a huge deal with the Rockies. Remember that?
Yes.
And I think he said it was because he told the media it was because he liked the schools for his kids.
Right, but it's because they gave him a boatload of cash.
Right.
Yeah.
You know that the IHOP that's in College Park?
Yes. The one right. That's the busiest intersection on the planet.
Well, when I was in college, I used to go to that IHOP all the time in the morning. I used to take all the girls that I would pwn.
Yeah.
And we would go get breakfast.
That was their reward.
Yeah, that was their reward for doing the dirty deed.
Right. By the way, he said all the girls like he was just mowing them. Right. He
said, listen, Chocker the pigs he took home like IHOP.
Yeah, right. I saw one of those pigs. I told you. She was about 3 feet tall.
She and 3 feet wide.
I'm not kidding. Dravy, we did an event at what was the name of that joint called?
Santa Fe.
It's Santa Fe. And
it's going way back.
And all of a sudden, Valdez was, he might have been just finished his internship, and he said, I'm going to introduce you to some of my friends. And he had a table and some of his friends, and one of his little turtles walked in that he tagged. I'll never forget it. I mean, I'll just never forget it.
You've never let us forget it.
She looked like a Ninja Turtle.
They didn't order short stacks.
Did you take that one to the IHOP?
That was my go-to.
He took them all to the IHOP.
We all went to the IHOP.
He told me the other day, he said, would you want to tell them what you told me?
I don't know. I tell you a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He told me something about if they're walking. You said if they had legs and they were walking.
Yeah, basically.
They were in play.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They were in play.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to EB? You want to cast as wide a net as possible.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Something about these days.
Sometimes you need a really wide net.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we got to switch gears. Ryan Zimmerman joins us every Thursday at this time. We'll talk a little baseball. He went 3-for-5 last night. Nationals got a win. So coming up next, Ryan Zimmerman on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's in the midst of an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You search it for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Let's go back to the phones, 800-636-1067. I believe James is in Clearwater. James, you're on with the Chunky's. What's going on? Line two.
James, are you there, buddy?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, so look, I know Zim's going to be on here in the next couple of minutes, but I went to the game down in Dunedin actually 2 days ago. And it was kind of cool, walked down to my parents' condo.
Right.
Just had some beers for the game. But I'm curious to see how Zimmerman felt like being in that small little park, because right center and left center, I mean, it's so short. Yeah. And the ball was just flying, man. And it was just a cool.
What are the dimensions? Do you remember? What are the dimensions?
So right field is 400, and I couldn't see in the center.
Yeah.
But it's so short, man. But I was looking for Riz over there on third base side. I couldn't find him. But it was really cool, man. It was low key, just awesome to see the home team down here. I haven't seen him in years, so.
All right. Well, we'll ask him about it. All right. Thank you, James. Okay. Appreciate
cool,
it, buddy.
Man. Take care, guys.
All right, man.
All right.
I'm just looking at the numbers.
They have it right.
Well, I don't know about the dimensions, but there were, 8, 9, 10, 11. There were 11 home runs hitting two games down there.
Oh, Jesus. Is Zim there? You want to punch him up, or is Drabby talking to him?
No, Ryan. I think we've got Ryan. He joins us every Thursday, the first baseman for the Washington Nationals, and he's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV, and they're an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys? Good to see you, or good to talk to you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you heard the tail end of that little conversation with the caller, but he actually went to your game 2 days ago in Dunedin and was talking about the small park, and we kind of wanted your take on what it was like to play there.
Yeah, we were it's like arena baseball. It was it was cool. I mean, I think I'll give them credit. They've done a really good job with what they have down there to try and make it as normal as possible. I mean, it still kind of felt like spring training. It was cool to have as many fans as we did down there. I think it was like all Nats fans, which was pretty awesome. So we definitely appreciated the support and, you know, the Florida Nats fans for coming out. But yeah, it was a smaller park. But that being said, I think all the home runs hit probably would have been home runs anywhere if you kind of look at them. But yeah, hitting BP and you know, the ball was definitely flying. The wind was blowing out, and when it does that in Florida, it's usually pretty fun to hit.
Yeah, there were 11 home runs hit in the two games, including you, a couple nights ago. Now, last night, I wanted to ask you this, because you had the single to left to drive in the first two. That squeaked through the hole. Then you got to third, and you and Joe Panic were talking about something. And I don't know if it was FP. I think FP was kind of recapping it, but he said, yeah, Zim's in a heated discussion, not a heated discussion, but in a conversation with Joe Panic. What were you talking about?
Right. So my first hit, I hit kind of just like a chopper to third, and the sun sets right behind the stadium there. And because it's not a, you know, a big league state, it doesn't have the third deck. It's not the third baseman can't see.
They can't see anything. Right.
Line drives or choppers like that. So we were supposed to play at 6:37 yesterday, I think, just to kind of give us an extra 30 minutes on the back end to get home. But they said they started doing that earlier in the year, and the third baseman literally couldn't see for basically two innings.
Wow.
So they had to move the game back another 30 minutes, and still for pretty much the whole first inning. If you look at the first at bat that Trey had too, he hit a line drive to left, and Joe doesn't even move until the ball basically gets to the left fielder. So,
wow.
Not the safest of conditions, but you know, they're doing the best that they can down there, and that's a fun young team to play against. They have some good young players, but we went down there, and you know, Max got roughed up a little bit the first game, but the offense is starting to come together, and you know, we're doing good.
Yep.
Just kind of treading some water until we can get our big guys back, and you know, we're right where we need to be. I think we're in a good spot.
What is the small talk that you usually have with guys when you're on, like, let's say it's a young guy, a guy you don't really know? I can imagine if somebody's been in the league a long time, you guys have, you know, whatever in common, you know each other a little bit. But like, if it's a new guy, do you always spark up a conversation? Like, how does that work? Who initiates that? How does that usually work?
Yeah, I don't mind talking to people at first. I enjoy it. You know, mm-hmm. I have fun with the game. It's kind of, I don't want to say embarrassing, but all these young guys that get the first now say they love watching me when they were younger, and so
right.
it makes me feel old, but I enjoy talking to those young guys. I mean, these are going to be the next, you know, the next wave that is going to keep the game going, and a lot of them talk to me just about little things or ask for advice, and
really?
I enjoy that part of it. I mean, I wouldn't say anything about like the game that night or anything, but
Understood.
Just, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, so it's fun talking to the young guys, and then, you know, guys that have been around like Panic and a lot of those guys, you know, we've played together for so long. You just kind of catch up and see how they're doing.
Do any of those guys show up on first base and just talk smack? Like, you're just like, this guy's so cocky, I can't stand this dude. Or are they all pretty cool?
Not really. They're mostly pretty cool. I mean, baseball is such a, you know, I'm not, it doesn't matter what I do with the guy at first. It's not like I'm a linebacker and that guy's the running back. You know, we're not really competing individually against each other. So baseball is pretty laid back. I mean, you know, you get a lot of the guys that are trying to steal bases or things like that, they might not talk as much. They actually have to concentrate. But, you know, for the most part, it's pretty lighthearted.
Did you talk to Vlad Jr.? When you were on first?
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah. He, It's funny. He said his dad flew out. He was in town for a little while to watch him play, and then he flew out the day before he hit the 3 home runs.
Oh, wow. So,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I said, you got to get your dad out of here so you can start hitting homers. But he's impressive, man. I think, watching him hit, obviously he's pretty similar to the way his dad swung. And
he runs just like him.
Yeah, and, for a big guy, he's pretty athletic. I know there's a lot. He lost some weight and did all that, but he can move around. He's pretty good at first, so he's an exciting young guy to watch.
Hey, did you see Bryce? I'm sure you did. Bryce get popped there with 97, they said, right in the face.
So I didn't see the video yet, but I read some of the stuff about it when I was on the plane last night. Obviously, I'm glad he's okay. And then the dude, I guess, hit the next batter.
He did?
Yeah, he hit the next guy. Couldn't throw strikes.
And then, Girardi goes out and yells at the umpire, I guess, and the umpire said he couldn't get rid of him because he has to face the three batters.
That's right. That's right. That's
oh
right.
My God. Oh, man.
I forgot those are the first two guys he
faced.
Well,
he could have. He could have, right?
Yeah, I guess he could have thrown him
he
out.
He could have run him.
I mean, I don't think he obviously thought he was doing it on purpose, but, when a guy's throwing 97 miles per hour, see, that's the thing with the game. Now is all these guys throw 95, 100, and half of them don't know where it's going or know how to pitch. And,
so who was the guy that hit him? I can't remember. I didn't pay attention.
He's a Latin
pitcher.
The
Genesis Cabrera, the guy from the Cardinals, big left-hander that throws a million. But yeah, obviously seems like he's okay and kind of, best case scenario is if there is a best case scenario for getting hit in the face by 97 miles per hour.
I mean, I can't even fathom it. I would have lost 100 teeth and I never would play again. But I noticed that he looked back at him and I was thinking, what is he thinking? Because he knows probably, right? I could tell the guy immediately was dejected and looked down like, the guy felt terrible. But when you're hit by that, I mean, you hate the guy for a moment, but he didn't do it on purpose. So that's a weird vibe, right?
Yeah, but you're still pissed. You got us to be pissed.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you get hit, it's not an enjoyable moment. Yeah. You obviously know the guy didn't do it on purpose, but that goes back to, you're in the big leagues. I think there's kind of a thought that if you're at this level, you should be able to
control,
and especially if you're throwing 97 miles per hour. So, and like I said, I think you're starting to see more and more of that. You see these teams just call up these guys that throw 95 or 100 miles per hour, and the team doesn't really care. They're just trying to see if they have anything in them. And a lot of, a couple of years ago, these guys would be in Double A or Triple A for another year trying to learn how to pitch, but these teams just call them up and see if they can kind of hit lightning in a bottle. And if not, they send them back down. They don't care if they hit four guys on the other team. What does it matter to them? So they're not the GM for the other team's not in the box, so he doesn't care.
But right.
It's just it's a different kind of game, but it is what it is, and that's where we're at. And I'm sure Bryce will come back and be fine.
What time did you walk in your front door last night?
I thought it was gonna be worse. I got home probably about 3:15, I think it was.
Oh my gosh.
So. We did a good job. I thought it was under 2 hour flight, which we must have had some nice wind with us. It's usually a little bit over 2 hours, so it could have been worse, but hey man, that's part of the job. It's part of the gig. We got today off, so I'll kind of hang out around the house, and if it doesn't rain, I'll swim in the pool with the kids when they get home and spend some time with them and go to bed early and be ready to rock and roll tomorrow.
Talking to Ryan Zimmerman, Nats first baseman, went 3-for-5 in the win yesterday. How do you feel as a player now that you're kind of in this role where you're not playing all the time? You enjoying it? Do you think you'll start playing more because you're hitting so well? Like, what do you think?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's where I should be. Like we talked about last week, I can't play 130, 140 games anymore. We'll see how many games I end up playing. Well, you can never predict these kind of things at the beginning of the year. JB needs to get going. He had a nice home run yesterday. He's been hitting the ball hard. He's just hitting the ball right at guys. But, if we're going to win and if we're going to get where we need to be, we need him to to play a lot of the games and do what he can do and drive the ball and drive runs in, which I think he'll do. He'll be fine. But, you know, I kind of compare my role sort of kind of to what Howie Kendrick was doing, you know, a couple of years ago. I think, you know, when you're going good, you know, he was playing 3, 4, 5 days a week. I might be 2, 3, 4 max a week, something like that, if the matchups go in our favor. You know, but it helps me to not have to play every day, you know, to get a couple days off, to kind of let my body get back in. And, you know, I'm obviously available to pinch hit or go into the game and things like that, but it's just where I'm at in my career, and I'm okay with it. And I think, you know, the more that, you know, I can get those couple days off and then come back and play a couple days in a row like I did down there in Florida, I mean, you know, I still think I can be really productive and help the team win. So, you know, get JB going like he has and get some of our guys back healthy. And like I said earlier, I think we're in a good spot, and I like the way we're heading.
Ryan, now I need your home pool set up. So I'm guessing it's heated if you're in the pool by the end of April.
Of course it's heated.
I need to know, like, cabana setup. Do you have a diving board? Is there a slide? I need to know all these things.
They're
about
like fake rocks.
We've seen pictures, right? It's very modern.
Yeah, did you spend
sleek.
$1 million on it like Gil did in his pool? I'm guessing you didn't.
There's no diving board and no slide. We have, okay. I mean, we definitely have a good outdoor living setup kind of thing. You know, we got a grill, we got a bar, we got a couch, TV, that whole setup. We have a like a koi pond set up back there. It's a huge, we bought our house and then we added that whole area on after we bought it. And honestly, it's a lifesaver for Heather when I go out of town. I mean, when the kids are out of school and I'm on the road trip, there's some days where she'll honestly give them breakfast and then they go outside and they're literally at the pool all day. She orders dinner. They eat out there. There's an outdoor shower. She throws them in the shower and then brings them inside, puts them to bed. So it's the pool is the only thing that can defeat the kids a lot of the times during the summer. So yeah. it's a great part of the house, and you know, it's a good place to spend some time with the kids and have friends over, and it's we enjoy it, man. We're lucky to have such a nice setup.
Hey Zim, we had a whole discussion yesterday about your cleaning service, cleaning ladies, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
And JP's being real cheap with his. He like doubled his square footage on his home and gave her an extra $15. What is the rate? What's the going rate to clean the Zimmerman compound?
Oh boy. We're lucky. We have a lady who has been with us for a while now. It's just, she comes a couple days a week, and so we don't have like the, you know, the car that rolls in with two or three people and it's like a tornado that comes through your house and it's you know, clean in 1 hour. But so I don't know what the rate is. She's more of like a full time, I say, employee/family member.
Gotcha.
You know, if I'm out and Heather has to run out and pick up one of the girls, she'll play with Henry for 30 minutes or something like that. So she's the, for sure, part of the family. I mean, it's funny, as much as I'm gone during the year, it's amazing the relationships and just the amount of people that help out with our family. It's, you know, it's one of those things that when you're in it, you don't really realize it. But when you take a step back or when you guys ask a question about it, you don't realize how much help and how much, I guess, community we have. It's pretty cool. But yeah, Jessie's been with us for a while. She's a lifesaver. But as far as going great, I mean, it's the best money you can spend, if you ask me. It's worth every penny.
All right, JP, real quick. I know we've got to break. This is it. But we put a picture of Ryan's backyard in his pool. We got a broadcast from the backyard. We have a pool party at Ryan's house. I don't know why we don't do that.
See, you can look it up. It's not too crazy, right?
That's perfect.
There's no grottos or anything crazy like that.
No, but it's perfect for entertaining. It's perfect.
Yeah, well, we'll do a Junkies Live from Zim's pool.
How sweet would that be, man?
That'd be the second time we've done a broadcast.
I got to do some push-ups. I got to get my beach body ready.
Start doing some sit-ups.
Yeah, I got to get in shape, man.
You better go keto.
Cut them up, season.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much, man. Keep it up.
Have a good off day, bro.
All right, man. Good talking with you guys. Take care.
Yep. All right, man. All talk soon.
That's our pal Ryan Zimmerman, Nationals first baseman, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV, and they're an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, later tonight, 8 p.m., we will be doing a Facebook Live at the top of the 2021 NFL Draft. We hope you can join us. So that's at 8 p.m. tonight. Jump in with us. Watch the draft unfold from Cleveland.
Sorry, jumping on late. Did you mention the Junkies Poll of the Day brought to you by Van Meter Homes?
I did not.
No, we did not.
Junkies Poll of the Day. Eric chose in the Junkies mock draft Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech, the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just asked you to grade his pick. So far, 37% give you an A, EB.
Yeah.
39% a B.
Yeah.
With the remaining 24% C or lower.
I would give myself a B. I know. There's a little bit of a choke factor there when he took my guy. And then
you wanted the linebacker from Notre Dame.
Yeah, and then I didn't want to pick like the wrong linebacker, you know, because I didn't do enough. I didn't think, I don't know why. I thought it would get either Parsons or him.
You didn't have a deep linebacker depth chart.
I had
one guy in each position.
No, I had Parsons and I had him, but Parsons went and I thought, oh, I might get a chance to get him. I don't know, and I was eyeing
could
some
have
receivers.
Taken Zaven Collins out of Tulsa.
I had him, but I felt like it was a little early, so I don't know. I didn't really love it myself, but we'll see.
Well, you can vote at Junks Radio. That's
I know that
Junkies
Lurch won the poll yesterday.
Poll of the yeah, he ran away with the poll yesterday.
Last I saw was 75%.
Let me see. I think there might be like an hour left to vote. The poll yesterday was who's the biggest squeaker, money obsessed junkie.
Oh, really?
And Fish got 74%.
Really?
EB
really?
Was second with 11%, and then Cakes and I, 8% and 7%.
I can't believe Cakes only got 7%.
Yeah, that's a misread.
That is. That's such a misread.
Look, the public has spoken.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they're clueless.
It's a misread.
At least one. At least he, I think during one of our interviews today, he or during something, he calculated the amount of money per game. What was that?
Oh, Gruden, how much he's got getting per win in Oakland. Yeah. I mean, or maybe Las Vegas.
If you don't think Cakes is obsessed with cash and is a squeaker as well, you're nuts. Yeah. Well,
money makes the world go round. We all know this.
I know from sitting next to him, he checks his, or just sitting next to him one time during a lunch we had with Ross Eatman.
Yeah.
At Bonchon, he checked his stocks like three times in an hour.
Of course. Right, he's already done it today. I guarantee it, 10 times.
All right, Valdez is freaking out because Bruce did call in. And now, I don't know, is this going to be sort of the ceremonial last call? Like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's up to you guys. You should say hi to him, though.
All right. Bruce!
Yes?
Hey,
what's up?
I got an announcement to make.
Go ahead.
All right.
Starting next Thursday. Next Thursday. Text me on Elliot.
What
did
he say?
You get it?
Next Thursday something.
Starting next Thursday, you can catch me on Elliot.
Catch me on Elliot.
Prophetic words indeed.
Right. He wouldn't take you either.
Yeah.
Bruce. Am I okay?
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Oh, man, I'm going to get a creeper.
Bruce, we're just worried. We're having a hard time understanding you with these calls now, man.
Why is it? Why is it?
I got my new cell phone.
What do you say?
New cell phone.
My new cell phone.
You got a new cell phone.
You know what? Blame it on cell phone technology. That's always a good move.
It's a good angle, isn't it? What brand cell phone do you have? What do you say?
Good.
What did you say?
I dude, it's not going to work anymore.
Jitterbug?
You have an iPhone, Bruce.
What's a jitterbug? I don't even know what that is.
I don't have an iPhone.
You don't have it? Do you have an Android?
Cakes, I'm sure.
Come on.
I knew he was getting dumped.
I didn't even think you could say that.
I mean, come on.
Now, Jesus. He implored me and said he would dump it.
Jeez. Hey, Bruce.
We're thinking about doing this, Bruce. How would you feel if we didn't have a call from you every Thursday? But we brought you out for special occasions, like when you would sing on Christmas.
Yeah, but bring you out for the Christmas show, that kind of thing.
Right. I feel lonely.
You're lonely?
I'm lonely. I'm lonely right now. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
man.
I feel lonely. I'm just starting. That's a number.
Poor Bruce.
I just want to pull back the curtain here.
Please beat that.
We're doing this segment for two people behind the glass.
I can't believe
why we're doing it.
Please beat that.
Yeah, and I would say we're also doing it for Bruce.
Again, that was a Valdez crafted zing. Well, I'm just the
I know.
I just the delivery method.
We could have gone easier and said Zingular is this provider.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce. All right, so we're going to try to figure it out. We'll try to figure out something where we can understand you a little better. I think having you in person is the way to go.
Merry Christmas.
We don't want you to be lonely. I'm glad that you're still listening.
Do something about the jitterbug, though.
Can I? Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, we're here.
Go ahead.
Can I be on dirt? Every Thursday, right?
Ooh, I don't know. It's very up in the air.
We're going to talk about it behind the scenes.
You know what? You talk to the producers.
I love the guy.
I still think we could maybe do it off air.
Let's just talk to him off air. You could do that.
You do that. Right.
Give me your phone number.
you talk
Bruce.
To him.
Thank
By
you,
the way,
Bruce.
Perfect.
Bruce,
this is like Valdez's dream show. We started off at 6 a.m. with Larry.
Yeah.
And now we've got Bruce.
Bookends.
That is true.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're the Junkies. B. Mitch and Finley up next.
Draft day. Draft day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.